Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Hello and welcome to Purposeful Living with Emily. I am Emily Fitzpatrick, your host for today's show. I am a woman on a mission. I am on a mission to live life with intentional purpose, because life without it will rob you of your destiny. So today I invite you on a myth-busting journey. We're going to be busting myths today. I don't know if you've ever watched that show, Mythbusters, but I love that show. And today we're going to bust some myths surrounding you following your dreams. We're going to dispel some myths that prohibit you from following your dreams. And I will tell you, I have experienced each one of these through On Eagle's Wings Ministries and have overcome them. On Eagle's Wings, you've probably heard me talk about this before if you've been on my show, but it's a nonprofit. We are almost in our 10th year, and we work with teenage girls that have been victims of sex trafficking. So that's a problem here in the U.S. that a lot of people don't know it's happening, but it's very real and affects approximately 300,000 teenagers each year, according to the National Center for Missing Children. So I have had a heavy task that I've carried. It's been a big job over the past 9 years. But I want to talk to you, these 10 myths today, I want to share them with you, because I just want to share a little bit about my story and how I've overcome these myths, and I hope that it'll encourage you as you step out to pursue your dreams, whatever that may be. So let's get started. Myth number one, you can follow your dreams someday, but right now, you just need to be responsible and have a real job. How do you think? Have you heard that before? What do you think about that? You just need to be responsible and have a real job. When I was 22 years old, the Lord gave me the vision for On Eagle's Wings Ministries, but it was not until about 7 years later that we officially launched. So I'll tell you, when I stepped out to incorporate the organization, I had what some would consider a dream job in ministry. I worked for Billy Graham. I worked at the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove in Asheville, and I will tell you, it's a gorgeous retreat center, and it's where people go to be revived and equipped. I even considered it a dream job. I remember many mornings just driving through those beautiful gates and wondering, I cannot believe I work here. Wow, how did this happen? However, the dream I had to see teenage girls restored from the bondage of sex trafficking was so much bigger than my dream job. Some of my friends and family members could not believe I was willing to leave a well-established and dynamic ministry such as Billy Graham to work with street girls. I had no promise of a paycheck. I had no promise of success, but I had something greater. I had a greater promise, and that was from the one who sent me. There's a verse in Ephesians, it's 2:10. It says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." See, when I left the Billy Graham ministry, I was so certain of this call because it had been bathed in prayer, and I had confirmation in my heart, and I knew it was what I was being led to do. Myth number two, if it doesn't work out, you're done, you're toast. Wrong. The worst case scenario is that things don't work out and you have to go back to doing exactly what you're doing right now. That's the worst case scenario. Worst thing that can happen, you just have to go back to doing what you're doing right now. My degree is in hotel restaurant management. So prior to ministry, I worked in hotels with Marriott and Hilton. So I have a fallback plan. Thankfully, I have never needed it. So I'm sure you'll have a fallback plan. Worst case scenario, you can go back to it. But you're not done. You're not toast if it doesn't work out. Myth number three, it's safer to stay at your day job. Safer to stay at your day job. Sure, it might be safer, but you know what's even safer than that? Just go home and lock yourself in your bedroom and never come out. See, we would not consider doing that, right? But essentially, we are doing that when we choose to stay on the sidelines. So I have a really sweet friend that I've gotten to know a lot better recently, and she has a baking business. And the very first time I met her, she was sharing all of her dreams with me about just expanding this baking business. And she runs it out of her home. She has a commercial kitchen in her home. But she was sharing her vision, and she just has huge vision and lots of passion. Her work is incredible. I can't even believe the stuff that she does. So I remember just telling her in our conversation, I said, you know, you can sit here and be comfortable and sit in your garage and be in your Holy Spirit bubble, because she watches her Christian TV and her Christian music. It's such a, it's a beautiful home. So it's a peaceful environment. So you could sit here, collect all your crowns in heaven, or you can get out of the garage and go do something crazy. And I will tell you, she's been getting out of her garage lately. She's been just really stepping out of her comfort zone, and God has been honoring that. And it's been really encouraging to watch. I'm so proud of her. But Christopher Columbus said, you can never cross the ocean unless you lose sight of the shore. So you will never cross that ocean unless you lose sight of the shore. She will never accomplish all she wants to accomplish with her business until she gets out of that garage. Myth number four, that's impossible. That's impossible. Your dream is impossible. I'll tell you, it's only impossible if you never do anything about it. The reason certain things seem impossible is simply because nobody has done them yet. Nobody's achieved them yet. At On Eagle's Wings Ministries, we opened the first faith-based residential program for U.S. teen girls that have been sex trafficked in the entire United States. We were literally building the plane as we were flying it. So many people told me it would be impossible. People said things to me like, "We're going to get the money. We're going to get the kids. You don't have a degree in social work." I remind you today of Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. Infinite possibilities. That's the tagline of Every Woman Can Be, the host of today's show. Infinite possibilities. Number five, only a lucky few make it. Only a lucky few make it. Myth number five. That's because those lucky few got off the rear and did something about it. Luck has nothing to do with it. They had drive, they had determination and willpower, and you can be one of them. You are one of them. Tap into that. Myth number six. You might fail. You will fail. You will fail many times. I promise you, you will fail. Leadership coach John Maxwell, he's one of my favorites. I love this quote by him. It says, to achieve your dreams, you must embrace adversity and make failure a regular part of your life. If you're not failing, you're probably really not moving forward. If you're not failing, you're not moving forward. You will fail. Just embrace it. I recently watched a documentary on Walt Disney, and I never knew his story, and it was so interesting. He failed over and over in his early years before creating Mickey Mouse. He actually lost everything he had several times. I mean, he had a really rough time getting things started. I mean, the stuff he went through, many people would have just said, I quit. I can't do this. But I want to tell you, if you can't handle failure, you can't handle success either. It's the failures I've had as a leader that has made me stronger and smarter. And I've had failures. I've had failures, but they've strengthened me. They've allowed me to grow. I've come out stronger on the other end. A couple years back, we decided to expand one of our programs called Fields of Hope. And Fields of Hope is a social enterprise for survivors of human trafficking, and they make handmade products. And we have 48 lessons of curriculum that's all about leadership and empowerment that we provide through the social enterprise. And it works really well. The girls love getting paid. They love the curriculum. It's a nice program. And I thought, why not duplicate this in other states, right? It just seems natural. And we had some friends in West Palm Beach, Florida that worked with human trafficking victims. And they said, bring the program down here. So we did that, and we had immediate success right away in that women signed up for the program. You know, we had human trafficking survivors that needed the program, that they were coming from other shelters in the area, and they needed this in their weekly program. And so that was very much a success. But the products were not moving. We just could not get the products to move. We were down there about a year, and we didn't have really anybody out helping sell products or doing community relations because we just didn't have the money to invest. And we ended up, after about a year, closing that program down because it was costing so much money and we just could not get the products to support it. Now, some would say that's a failure. In some ways it was, because it didn't go the way I thought it did. But in other ways it wasn't, because what I learned was that the program can be duplicated. I learned how to duplicate it and what we can do different next time. And when the timing is right, I think we can have a much better opportunity in front of us and success story because of what we went through with that. So when you go through things, you learn. But just remember, if you can't handle failure, you can't handle success. Myth number 7, you don't have access to the right resources. Okay, it's not about having the right resources. It's about tapping into the resources you do have access to. Think of Stevie Wonder. He couldn't see, but he tapped into a sense of hearing, and now he has 25 Grammys. I didn't have a degree in social work, but I found those that did. I didn't have a relationship with law enforcement who could send those referrals after stings, but I found those who did, and they made the connection. Tap into those resources. Myth number 8, you need more money saved before you can take the first step. You don't need more money. You need a plan. You need a budget, and you need a plan. Eliminate all the non-essentials in your life. If pursuing your dream requires you to leave your day job, figure out the absolute minimum amount of income that you require to realistically live. Take baby steps. Don't be foolish and assume you have to have a certain amount of money saved right now, or you have to quit your day job in order to pursue your dreams. Instead, ask yourself, what actions can I take right now with the money and resources I have right now that will bring me closer to the goal? Success is about momentum. Think of a snowball. If you keep rolling it in the right direction, it gets greater, right? Comes this huge snowball. But it's the momentum. One step at a time. Take baby steps. Myth number 9. You don't need any help. It's smarter to go after it alone. That is so not true. You are the sum of the people you spend the most time with. If you hang out with the right people, you will be far more capable and powerful than you could have ever been. Find your tribe, people. Find your tribe. Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. I've done my best to surround myself with those older than me, wiser than me, and the people in my tribe are not all yes people either. If you have all yes people in your tribe, just yes, that's a great idea, go for it. That can be dangerous too, because my personality on the DISC chart, I'm an ID, so I'm a people person, and I'm also dominant. I like to bulldoze. I like to set goals and get things done. But I tend to make decisions quickly and not look back, and sometimes that gets me in trouble. So I need those C's and those S's off the DISC. I need those analytical people in my tribe that can question me and help me think it through. I need those people to help me do those decision trees. So keep the right people in your tribe. Seek them out if you do not have them now. And the last myth is myth number 10. Woo, that sounds like a lot of hard work. Yep, it's very hard work. But that does not mean it's not worth it. Find hard work you love doing. I'm sure you've heard the saying, do what you love and never work a day in your life. When you stop loving what you do, just stop doing it. It's that simple. Do something else. Sometimes things have to move on. I saw something on Facebook recently, and it said entrepreneurs are the only people willing to work an 80 to avoid a 40. Oh, my gosh. I so resonated with that. Working an 80 to avoid a 40. But when you love what you do, it's easy to do that work because you're passionate. As long as you remain true to yourself and follow your interests and values and dreams, you can find success through passion. Those are our 10 myths today, and I hope that you have enjoyed those myths. And they're basically lies, so don't believe them. Thank you for joining me today, and I just want you to know that you were made to soar, and I hope that you will continue to pursue your dreams with everything in you. Until we are together again, discover, dream, dare, make it a great day, everyone. Go to flagshipequip.com, flagshipequip.com. That is our website that works with leadership training and development. I launched that in January. So if you need anything, if you need help in any of these areas, reach out. We'd love to walk alongside of you in that journey. We have some great coaches and consultants that work with us. Make it a great day, and I hope to talk to you guys soon. Take care.